Okay, call the order roll call. Sean here. Wilma.
Here.
Stacy.
Here.
Jason.
Here.
Brandia, who is absent. Yeah. Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America,
and the republic for which it stands, under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
I need approval of the agenda.
Motion to approve is presented.
Second.
I'll second.
All right. All those in favor by roll call. Sean, aye. Wilma.
Aye.
Stacy.
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Action item, discussion possible action regarding approval of change orders, the Doyle Campus Construction Project. First and second.
Approved.
Okay, discussion.
Okay, whoa. We're just, I have a few questions.
We need to have now. That.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so please allow me to start. What I want to remind everyone is the limited amount we could borrow meant we had to do the least amount in our plans to get it passed and make it fit in the USDA budget. The reason we put 500,000 plus aside was because we knew we were going to need to spend more. And this is the point where, because that design and plans changed, I felt it was really important to add windows so that we had natural light in the building. So that's why you see a pricing for the windows.
What was the cost again?
$19,250.
For the windows.
For the windows.
Now keep in mind, we had to shave everything down so we can get the USDA loan passed, knowing that we're going to spend probably a couple hundred thousand dollars more upgrading the building just to get past the USDA hurdles. So the first thing I thought of was like, here we go, 40 grand, how far is this going to go? But Sherry reminded me, I forgot, when we did all this, we shaved it just under 2 million or right around 2 million.
Right.
So that way we can get our USDA loan approval through, knowing that we were going to add extras on. So
now the windows are an extra because the plans changed, right? So that was not anticipated. Like I said, that exceeds my $10,000 approval number. We also talked about having that pretty front entryway, which I think is a design element that's important to have. Otherwise, it's a pretty plain Jane building.
What kind of lights are going, sir?
I don't know the answer to that. And I'm not sure why Nick's not here to answer the question.
Well, that entryway is important, too. So when the teams come to visit and we whoop them, they at least see something nice on their way out. And the two-tone paint, basically, that's going to be a wainscot, if you will, with the lower 4 or 5 feet, whatever it is, and then to transition into the second tone.
So they're going to draw them up, and then I'm going to pass around to see what the consensus is, having them do up like a brownish and a tan and a gray. Whatever we choose, I also want them to paint the other portable buildings that it all looks unified after.
So will that come out of that 200,000 that we have set aside, like making the whole campus look unified? So this isn't that we didn't count the cost, that we're just making changes because we want to, and not counting the cost. That's what I wanted to make sure, was that we counted the cost before we
On Tuesday, when we had our little meeting with Modern and Nick, Modern says, well, how soon can you get an answer? I'm like, well, this is the first I've seen the price for the windows, and that's above my approval. So they said, well, we were hoping to order it by Friday, Tuesday at the latest. So they need, when they're ordering that steel building, they need to know where those windows are to have the correct framework and openings for them.
This is the windows and the labor as well?
Yes.
Is it, I didn't see anything like stack right up, like if there's caulking, if there's ice stand behind them.
So I think you had asked about
on the
that,
roof.
Didn't you?
We got ice stand around the windows. Really?
You know what?
Where's the rendering of the window? Something
just was basically
it was just.
Well, yep. They sit flush with this wall.
So
you can't tell.
Katie, if I give you Nick's phone number, will you call him from there? I can't make a call from inside this room.
Really? Because the
it's not ice damage. It's called.
Oh.
We used to call ice.
Wait a minute.
Ready? 530-519-7132. Thank you.
So while we're waiting, I had a question, because most gyms don't have windows. Because if you're playing basketball and you don't want the sun shining in on a team if they're going down the court one direction or the other. So I'm not sure. I mean, I know we're going to use it for other things besides just a gym. So I understand the windows, and I like windows, but I just think there's a possibility, depending on what time the games are,
right,
the sun could be shining right in the team's eyes if they're running a certain direction in the gym.
Well, that's certainly the time of year where that kind of thing would
right.
happen.
So
I hadn't thought about that either.
The ones at Johnsonville had a hook over down the
blinds,
covering? Like blinds.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that might be
that would be necessary.
Yeah. Because I like the idea of windows, it's just I happen to think, but you can't have sun shining right down in the middle of a basketball court when they're playing
sense, right.
a game.
So,
right, yeah.
Sherry?
Yep.
Nick is going to join the meeting.
Thank you.
He spaced it off, so he's going to join right now.
Thank you.
I played a lot of basketball.
Did you have cider for your eyes? Okay.
It wouldn't have mattered.
Play horse.
I have the height advantage. But no, I've been to gyms for like with shining in like that. But ooh, that's not good. So I just.
Brian, well, we're waiting for Nick to. Nobody's asked you a question, but do you have any concerns? That was one of the things I threw your way, because I expect to have our Brian from MedTech be able to advise you on if we can afford to do things.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you had previously designated part of your reserve, and you're not like over that amount. I have general, I mean, I always have major concerns about construction work, because it's just like you'll hear that it's $1 million and then it's two, like just real quick. So I think yeah, I mean, other than like I haven't had the ability to like totally, maybe we can go over like the whole project and like exactly how it's progressed from the beginning, but I don't have any like concerns for this though. Like it seems like this is totally fine. I think it'll only increase your annual expense via the depreciation on your income statement by like $1,000 to $2,000 a year, I think. So it's really not a lot from a expensed, you know, like value amount. Obviously the cash, like the part of your reserve leaves. So that's that. But it won't like drastically impact the financials after that transaction. So yeah. I'm okay. Yeah.
Like Sherry has stated, we have a not to exceed price with the
right.
with the original building. Now, these will be not to exceed estimates as well, I'm guessing, the way they're written, the add-ons.
I think we should ask Nick that.
I'm just curious, because
yeah.
if I have concerns like he does, if they can't exceed the original building cost, but there's a no not to exceed price on the windows. They're like, oh, let's get $5,000 out of them here. Let's get five. I like to see, make sure every little piece has a not to exceed and add as much as we want. You know, and that way we cover ourselves. That's the final thing.
Yeah. I mean, that would be nice. Hopefully they don't try to like triple the cost of the windows, but like, yeah, you're right. I think like it wouldn't hurt. They'd probably be willing to do it if they're confident in their estimate.
Yeah. And if they're that confident, then they'll be willing to sign a not to exceed price.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's it.
We'll have to ask who came up with the estimate.
Sorry for being late, but this is Nick here. If I can jump in real quick, for any of those change orders, typically they'll be a fixed price. So the price is what, you know, the price is. We can always do a not to exceed for certain items. Certain items it makes sense for when there's maybe some unknowns. But usually for like the windows, we'll just find a fixed price. Okay, it's X amount of dollars for the window, X amount of dollars for the labor. And then, you know, if we're going to do five of them, it's five times that amount. And then we just do that. But we can also put in there if we want to, you know, give either Sherry or, you know, the team the latitude to change that a bit. You can say, well, yeah, we want windows, and we want windows that aren't going to be any, you know, we don't want to spend more than $20,000. Let's get the most windows we can get for $20,000. And what's that look like?
That didn't sound like not to exceed what we are looking at all, Nick.
Hey, Nick, do you have a camera to turn on?
What was that? I'm sorry?
Do you have video camera to turn on?
I do. I am in my truck because I apologize. I didn't. I am at dinner right now, and I forgot to put this in my meeting calendar, so I'm a bit casual.
Okay, our only concerns, Nick, are basically what I just said. I mean, we already have a building with a not-to-exceed price. So if we're comfortable with doing add-ons to make us more comfortable, if it's $19,000 on the windows, we want to not to exceed $19,000 on the windows. The way you kind of just described it was, okay, we have $19,000 for windows, but now we can't get as many windows as we want. That's not a very good not to exceed type of story. You know what I mean?
No, when I say not to exceed, we typically don't use that for something that's a pretty known quantity. If we want to have three windows on the east and, you know, on each of the east and west sides, five windows on the south side, we've got a total of 11 windows. Each of those windows are going to be X amount of dollars. It's easy for the contractor to put a cost to that. And so we just put a cost to it, and that's what it is. Sometimes we do, when I typically use not to exceeds, it's things that have an air of uncertainty to them. So maybe there's underground work, or we want to, I can't even think off the top of my head. Usually it's something like underground, something that's unknown. Well, maybe we'll hit an underground line, but we'll take care of it. We authorize you up to this amount, not to exceed this amount, but maybe we can do it for cheaper. For a thing like a window, it's usually a pretty set price. You've got the price for the window, you've got the price for the installation, and that's what it is. So if we can give them a not to exceed, and if that's 19,000, then, you know, it's probably going to be 19,000. It's other times when you've got some uncertainty that maybe you can bring it in for less, but, you know, it's these aren't typically those situations.
Well, I just want to make sure everything we're adding isn't going to get tacked on another $10,000 or another 15 here. You know what I mean?
I understand what you're saying. You know, some of this stuff, though, is what it is. If we want windows cost something. And we can always ask, the thing that we can always do is ask for the cost from the building manufacturer, the cost from the window installer, and then what their markup is. That should all be in the change order. And then we've already got a negotiated markup on the contract of, I think it's 5 or 7%. And then there's going to be some, you know, of their own internal costs, some, you know, time for them to process it all, but it's not very much. And that'll all be in a change order. So we'll have all the direct knowledge of what that total cost is.
So we're going to have a written change order with all these numbers in it.
Yes. And so what we've given you today with those basic numbers is here are numbers to make a decision on. Or do you want to spend about $19,000 for windows? We don't know. Maybe it will be cheaper when we actually get all the pieces put together. But at this point, it was to try to make some decisions. Is this what we want to do? Do we want to only, we want the light, but you know, maybe we only want to spend $10,000. So let's find another way to do it. So we just kind of wanted to get an idea of where the board wanted to go in terms of the cost for the benefit of that addition.
How many windows was it?
Seven.
Sorry.
11.
And so where did
11 windows.
Where did the amount of 19,000 come from?
It's 1750 per window times 11 windows, I think it was, plus I don't have the math in front of me. Yeah, but it was a dollar amount per window.
It's 13.
So are there going to be other things that we're going to have to come back and that to, or can we get that and do it all at once? That these are all the changes that we want to make, or are those as they happen?
There are a few things that we know that we're probably going to want. In order to get this through the process originally with USDA, we had to try to strip out a lot of stuff from the project to meet our budget requirements, because there was a threshold for the total amount borrowed from USDA that we needed to stay below, or else it would cause a lot more scrutiny and issues, and would have taken a lot more time to get this through USDA. So in order, and just we wanted to stay in the budget that Long Valley had. So we took a lot of stuff out, knowing that there's probably some stuff we might want to put back in when it got under construction, like now. So we've got the windows, we've got probably flooring. Right now, the flooring in the office classrooms is just concrete flooring. And in the hallway is concrete flooring. The gym is concrete. So we probably want to put, you know, carpet in those rooms, and some of those rooms, maybe you want to do something different for the gym. There's ventilation and heating in the gym. Maybe we want to see if we can do some air conditioning in the gym. It's really what the board and the school wants or needs that we want to add back in. There was the other thing too, Sherry, with the two-tone on the siding and an entryway structure. So a couple other items that we wanted to put in there that we've got some dollar amounts for.
So
just to get an idea of what the
tonight's consideration, those two. The other thing is bleachers. We didn't have bleachers built into the cost. So whatever we decide to do there, that'll be another cost we'll be anticipating.
How many change orders are on this item? Just the one that's three.
So what I brought to you, and you could separate them or only do one, was
there's the entryway and the
entryway. The two-tone paint.
In the windows.
How much is the entryway? How much is that entryway? 18,000.
The two tone.
3450. Does that sound right?
Yeah, the entryway was about 18,000. Again, these are just estimate numbers. We don't have a design for it, so they're just putting general, you know, dollars to it to give you guys an idea if you want to do this or not. It could always be done in the future if you didn't want to do it now. The only two things that are important right now are the items that are associated directly with the building, such as the windows and then the two-tone siding, because you want to order the building and we need to know what size or the amount of windows, and then if the siding is going to have a break in it to have the two tones.
Okay, so I have a question for you. There's been a motion and a second, but we didn't assign the dollar amount.
We did not.
So do you need that from us?
Mm-hmm. I think that to exceed would be very nice.
$40,850 is on the agenda for all three items.
How much?
$40,850.
So I'm going to ask, tell me to jump off with Cliff. Who made the motion?
Jason.
If you'll amend it for 50 beginners. You amend your own motion for 50.
Does that give you an extra 10 on top of that, one way or another?
Yes.
That way we don't have to come back in a letter to a job.
But you're going to keep them up.
Yeah.
And he's gonna keep it honest.
Anybody.
Okay. I make a motion just to make it even 50, just because if something comes up, not to exceed 50, just in case something comes up or she wants to add something on top of this or whatever, we don't have to get back together.
And Wilma did the second, so Wilma will have to agree to it.
Agreed.
Okay. Can we let him go? He's at dinner. I don't have any more questions.
No more questions.
No more questions, Nick.
What about
that? Yeah, and I appreciate that, but yeah, just to go back to your not to exceed, I understand you're not to exceed for Sherry. That makes total sense. So now I see where you're going with the not to exceed, I think.
All right, have a good night.
Thanks, Nick.
All right, thank you. All right, thanks, guys. Bye.
We're going to vote by roll call. Not I. Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Do you have any more questions, Stacy?
Yeah, no, it just is like, I just don't like piecemealing it. And that's what it feels like. But I will vote for this. But I do want us, I do want to be looped in. If we do go, you know, if you do go over that 40,000, like I want us, like at our next board meeting, tell us what you did spend. And I just, you know, I just don't like the, I just, it was like, I now understand why we didn't do it all to begin with, but I don't want to have every few months as this project goes along, well, this is what we're adding, this is what we're adding, and this is what we're adding. I kind of wanted to see if we can do it more at once so we understand what the cost is. But for this time, 50,000, I'm okay with. So yes.
Jason?
Yep.
All right, motion passes. We are adjourned at 6:06.
So much for the NASCAR.
Hang on. In the recording.
Recording.